The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John.
Glory to you, Lord. On the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we do not know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial clothes there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial clothes there, and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial clothes, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first, and he saw and believed, for they did not yet understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning.
Good morning, Father.
What do you think would be your feeling when you just learned that if you were one of Christ's disciples, that from being dead, he was alive? No? Many of us will react differently, just like the apostles. They did not understand really about the resurrection of Christ because they did not accept the reality of this. Okay? It never came into their minds about the resurrection, because they didn't like the idea of the crucifixion. But when he got crucified, Christ was crucified, at first they were confused, ashamed, and angry. Understandable, because they spent 3 years with him, listening to him, talking, and then all of a sudden, this thing happened. Even though Christ kept telling them, the Pharisees and the scribes, "I'm gonna get killed." And what did Peter say? "No, Lord, don't do that. Don't speak about that." And Christ had to tell Peter what? "Get behind me, Satan." See? Because Peter didn't want the idea of that. My point is, all of us here now, if you are here simply for the resurrection and not about this, I'm telling you, you do not understand. How can you appreciate resurrection without crucifixion? It's like when Christ said, "You want to follow me? Deny yourself. Take up your cross and follow me." Christ didn't simply say, "Oh, come on, let's go. No. He said, "Deny yourself." Because some people take Christ for granted, yes or no? I'm telling you now, let's be honest here. Many of us take Christ for granted, just as we take our parents for granted, just as we take this country for granted. We take Christ for granted. Just because we know that he loves us and died for us,
what have we done really? We honor the soldiers here in our country because they have done something for the country. But Christ did something for us. And what have we done for Christ? Not to impress other people, but to please Him. And how do we do that? Simply what? Being like Christ. Simple, humble, forgiving, merciful. No? So, as a Christian, it is not enough to profess that you believe in Jesus. We have to end up becoming Jesus. Do you believe that? Yes or no? I hope so. You cannot simply say to Jesus when you die, "Hey, I'm a Christian." You know? And? Oh, nothing. I'm just a Christian. I can enter heaven because I'm a Christian. Doesn't work that way. So if anybody here thinks that way, you better think twice. If heaven was that easy and you won't do anything to show to Jesus how much you love Him, again, we know this. Action speaks louder than words. You say you love Jesus. You say you believe in Him. Do you stand by every word that He said and actually doing it? Or you just memorize the words? Some of us have done that. Memorized the words, but did not act on it. So my dear friends, Christ is alive. The joy I have is because this Christ that I believed in, that I first meditated on these past few weeks. We have the whole Lent, the whole 40 days to appreciate this Jesus resurrected. So what have we done this past 40 days? For us Catholics, we have what? Confession. We acknowledge our sins. We do good works. Because we would like to love like Jesus. Good works for us is not a burden. It is an expression of the love of Jesus outpouring from our hearts. Not to count it and say to God, "Hey, Lord, I've done something, huh? Points for me, okay?" You're right. You and I do not deserve heaven. Remember this, huh? If ever you do good works, it's simply because you love people. Not simply love them from a distance or love them superficially. There are so many of that already, yes or no? So many people who say, "I love you," but really do not mean it or do not even show it. See, it's obvious, again, from my point of view, this is obviously an Easter crowd. Meaning what? At 8 o'clock in the morning? This is obviously an Easter crowd. Now, whether or not you are here because you happen to visit us, thank you. But if you are one of those, what you call it? CNE? Christmas and Easter? CNE crowd? See you at Christmas. But again, my friends, why? Why do you do this? If you are one of them, why do you do this? Why don't you love God and commit yourself to Jesus by really coming, going to church, Going to church and listening to the Word of God. And for us Catholics, being nourished by the Eucharist. No? Why don't you do that regularly? You know? It's not even minimal. Going to church, Christmas and Easter, does not even cut it. If you are a boss in a company and you find an employee who is CNA, what do you think you'll do? Huh? If you're the boss, hey sir, it's Christmas. I'm here at work. See you Easter. Hey sir, I'm here. It's Easter. See you Christmas. What do you do? You want to smack them. If you were an employer and you had that kind of employee. But be careful. My concern here is that your relationship with Jesus is not as intense, is not as intimate, is not as constant as you can be. I've been on the other side. Alive without Jesus, or alive taking Jesus for granted, a life that very, very nominal in my faith. And I thank God that He was patient with me and still is, because I can sense and believe I can still love Him more. Even though I have been a priest for 31 years, I still can love Him more. How about you? Are you at the point in your life you think that you love God enough? That you trust Him enough? And that you obeyed His will enough? Or you don't take it for granted and really realize that you still need to grow? I still need to grow. I still need to change. How about you?